Still know, is that true? I Bokatoni. We learned the Gemara in Zvachon that says, Imacherim enabled the Tigul, Isuatmul a Kol Shechem. So Mashmini, it's called Tigul right away. So Mara says, no, Hanami Isura the Meister de Tigul. So we're talking about an Israel that brings you to the Lude Tigul, but not that Yisra Tigul is called right away. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on this last Gemara. We'll start again of Dalit on the next tape. Aleph, or just Chazor with the last sugi again. The last Gemara handling is that the last Gemara wasn't given a base in the middle of said that Omar of Gidl Amarav that Zerikas Pigul is Eine Moitse Mide Nile Bekotchim Kadoshim, the Eine Mavili De Nile Bekotchim Kalam. The Gidl Amarav said a Chiddush if you do a Zerika and a Korban with the Machsheves Pigul, so since it's not a good Zerika, therefore it's not Moitse Mide Nile Bekotchim Kadoshim. Usually by a korban, like kodesh kadosh, that's by a chatas or by an osher, and the lock is, if you have hanor from it, you're over in istamila. But once you make the zrika on it, you finish the dollar avodis, then it's chale heta, the kahanim allah to eat from the basar, and once the kahanim can eat from the basar, the istamila goes off it. So here, if the zrika was done with machsheves pigol, make the pigol, so this zrika does not take off the istamila from the kodesh kadosh, since the kahanim cannot eat from it, so it still remains with its istamila on the basar. And secondly, v'yein emeivu de mila b'kodeshim kalim. B'kodeshim kalim we say stam like a shlom mitzaymit lachila. So therefore, there's no isra mila on the carbon. After you make the dollar of avodas to zrika, then that's kaveya that the basar is huta lachila, and the emurim is aimed to the mizbeach. So now you have to make the zrika now on the emurim, the fat that's supposed to be burnt. On that, it's chal mila usually. But over here, since the Zerika was done by Pigol, therefore there's no like mitzvah now to burn the Emurim, it's called the Pigol on the Korbim, therefore Gidlom Rav is Mechadish, that the Zerika that's done in the Kodshim column that makes Pigol, does not put the Yisamila upon the Emurim. So this is going to ask the question, Yosef Abaye Abaye said the Komolo Lohoshmait, he said over this halacha of Gidlom Rav. On this first we had Eitzra for Papi Yasekasha Lohabaye, where Papi Yasekasha Tabaye. He said halacha Gemara Menachis, that Asher Chires had Toida Lefnim, if you shech the korban Toida, and the korban, the Toida is inside the Beis Hamikdash, the right way, but for Lach Machus Lachoyim, the Lechem, let's say, was outside the Azara. So Lachor is usually that B'shash, you shech the korban Toida, that's when you put Kedusha onto the 40 Lechems, but the Lechems have to be inside the Azara. Here that the Lechem is outside the Azara, the din is like Kedusha's Lechem. The Lechem here does not receive its Kedusha. What's going to be shochta? You shecht again the korban toida. Actually, korma poneha betano. Before the lechems were finished baked, they were not brown like on top, so they're not called lechem yet. And the chiddush is that filu korma couldn't even if all 39 of them was already finished baking at the time when you made the shechita on the korban toida. They all were finished baking that it was brown on top. Chutz miyachas, and then only the 40th challah was not finished yet. So the kitzah b'shash shechiti did not have 40 lechems there. It's like kiddush lechem. So Lach with the Lechem does not become Kaddish. What's going to be short? Why? Because that's the Lach. You have to have all 40 Lechems ready in the Azorah B'shash to make the Shechita on the Korban Toida. What's going to be though Shochta Chutzlas Mana? You have your Korban Toida and you have all 40 Lechems there next to you in the Beis HaMikdash. And you shecht now with a Machshavah's Pigel. You shecht with a Machshavah to eat from it Chutzlas Mana. Either Achilas Adam, you plan to eat from the Basa at the wrong time, 3 days from now, or you plan to burn the Emurim the wrong time. Or else you had the Machshava Chutzlam Kaimai, Sikitz Yereshchit Apsula, the din is Kiddush Alechem, that still the Lechem becomes Kaddish. So the half a minute is now that Kiddush Alechem means that Lechem has Kedush on it, that there'll be an Isamila. That if you be Nena from the Lechem, there'll be an Isamila. So, Alma, what do we see here? Not like Rav Gidlom Rav. That tigul maisel of day mila. That if you do an avoid, even though you're making tigul b'shastis avoid like here, b'shastis shchit, you have a machshava, heat from it the wrong time, which makes the psul tigul in the basar, still such a shchita could make an istamila upon the lechem. So, as I'm like Rav Gidlom, Rav Gidlom before said, Let's say that by Kotchim Kalim, if you do a Zerika, Figol, that does not make the Murim come into Mila. And there we see Pashto, that to make a Shchit on the Korban Taidah, it puts Mila onto the Lechem. So Mor says, Ishtik, so Abaye kept quiet. So Mor says, later, Ki Yosla came to Rababa, when he came in front of Rababa, when Abaye went to Rababa, Omelech, Rababa said, the Kuri should answer like this, that the Zerika, because when did the Gid Lomarav say, the Lech is only by Zerika. Zerika, that's the last one of the Dalar Avoidis, and at that time it's really Chal Pigul in the Korban. So since Zerika is what makes the Issa Pigul be Chal in the Korban, that Avoida Zerika cannot make Mila. Not by Kodesh Kadoshim, it cannot take off Mila off the Basar, and it cannot put Mila by Kodeshim Kalim. But Rav Gidl's Din was only by the Zerika. But over here, this halacha of Toidah is talking about the Shita. So since Bashar Shchita, when you shech the Korban Toidah, even though you had a Machshavis Pigul, but Bashar Shchita, it's not Chal the Yisr Pigul in the Basar yet. It's not Chal the Yisr Pigul in the Lechem yet. So therefore, it's not a kashrin of Gidol, therefore it says that Bashar Shchita, even though the Shchita was done with a Machshavis Pigul, it could put an Yisr Mila upon the Lechem, it could be Mikarash the Lechem. So would that be kashrin of Gidol Amarav? Now the Gemara says, Omele Rav Ashi L'Rova. Rav Ashi says back to Rova, I have Rama Ula, I still ask the question on Rav Gidl Amarav. Because Ula says like this, Rama Ula, Ula says, the Gemara in Zvachim, that Koin made Pigel. The Havmin is right now that Bishas, you made the Kmitz of a Mincha, I mean you had a Mincha ready that was blue with a Shem, and you had the flour and oil, and now the Koin does the first Avodah, which is Kmitz, it takes a handful of the Mincha, and now he had a Machshavas Pigel, Bishas, he made the Kmitz. And the Havamina is that right now it's Chal and it's the Pigul on this Kemitza. So it says, Koyim it's Pigul. It means your Koyim took his handful, his three fingers full out of the Mincha. And he had a Machshava now, Tidit, Chutzpah's Manu, at the burning Chutzpah's Manu. Now it's Chal, the Havamina is Mamish Chal and it's the Pigul on this Kemitza. And all this Kiddush is that Shehen Lugavi Mizbech, if later you put it on top of the Mizbeach, the din is a proka pigulimenu. That once the oil starts to burn it, the fire starts to burn it, the yisr pigul goes off it. And the Gemara just says, nafkamina is, that even if later it falls off the mizbeach, lechachilu, you'd be allowed to put it back on again. Because the yisr pigul came off the kemitza. Now, but the core point was mashma clearly that just b'shas kemitza alone, it's not a chal pigul on the mincha. Now, the Gemara says, kemitza and a shchita. Kemitza, you have to know, just like a regular shchita by korban. There are four avodas by korban that shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zerika. And by mincha, there's also four avodas. There's the kemitza, there's the nesinus bekli afterwards, like the kabbalah. Then there's the halacha to the mizbeach, and then there's the akhtara burning it, like a zerika by korban. So here it says, b'shas, the first avod of kemitza is like a chal pigul on the mincha. So kemitza and a shchita. And so it should come out that b'shas shchita the korban, if you have a machshavas pigul, it should also be chal pigul in the korban right away. So it's still a kashan of Yudla Marav. How come he says Azrika's pigul does not bring the day milom? And here we see if you shaykh a toida with the machshavas pigul, itaka brings milah on the lechem. So you see, an avoidus of pigul does bring milah. So how could Yudla Marav say that Azrika does not bring milah? So when it says no, Amalei answers back and says, Isura de Maisla de Pigel, Enechnami, Saka not Chal Pigel Bishas Kemitza, it's not Chal Pigel Bishas Shchita, it's Saka La Maisla, it's only Chal Leide Bishas Tazrika. Just Bishas, you do this Avoida of Shchita, Bishas, you do the Avoida of Kemitza, it's called you did an Issa now, that later will bring Pigel. Later Bishas Tazrika by Kemitza or by Menachis, Bishas, you make that Torah, that's when the Maisla would be Chal Pigel in the Mincha. Here that it says B'shas Kemitza just means this Kemitza that was done with a Machshavas Pigul that will bring the Yisra later on to Bichal later, so that din, if it goes on top of the Mizbeach, it will be Paka. Even if later you make that Torah right now, so later when it should be Bichal, it will be Paka.
Like Rashi says over here that Miochel Etikshalei, the Maidikoma Koimitz Pigul, Loyama the Kemitza Lechudei had a Pigul. That when you make the kmitz on the mincha the machshavas pigul, the right then it's chal pigul. No, elo my kmitz pigul isur means the maisel de pigul means shehischul lefagel the kmitza. Dino tchilas pigul, avol heve pigul gomer ad mafagel nami bak torah. There could be when is the maisel the yisur pigul chal only later b'shas you make that torah on it. So therefore, so far we still have a kash a teres to Rav Gidl. The renders of Gidl said that the Zerikas of Pigel cannot maybe the Milo, that's only the Shasta Zerika, because then it's like a Chaldi is the Pigel on the Korban. Mashenke Mashash Shita, Vashas Kemitza, it's not really Chaldi, it's a Pigel yet, so therefore that could make Milo on the Lechem or on the Korbanos. Now the Gemara says, no, top of the Avdalah, Raman Aleph, Waketoni, but on this Halach of Udu, there in the Gemara in Zvokim, it ends off, Waketoni like a law, on this it learns, Waketoni, Imacheri Mevinu de Pigel, Huatzmala Kolshchein. That's not one of this Kemitza has the Kayach to make Pigel on the Shirayim, that's the Halach of a regular Mincha. If Bishash should do the Kemitza on the Avoidus of the Kemitza, you have a Machshev as Pigel. Later, when it is Chal Pigel, it's not only Chal on the Kemitza, the Yisra Pigel, but it's Chal on the Shirayim, on the leftover flour and oil that used in the mitzvahs for the Kohanim to eat from it, it's Chal on the Yisra Pigel. So it says, Im Acherim Mevel de Pigel, if this Kemitza could bring the Shirayim of the Pigel, is Huatz Molekol Shchein, for sure it's Chal on the Yisra Pigel on the Kemitza itself. So Chutz Mash Mekulu, not like we said, not that the Yisra Pigel is first Chal later, after you finish the Dalar Avodis of the Kemitza, the Kabbalah, the Kli, and the Loch, and the Akhtaro, but Smash Mitzchad is the Pigel right away. Smurah says, no, again, Honami, that's what the Gemara means, the Amalachas is, it means the same thing that we just got finished saying. Honami means Isura de Maisla de Pigel. It just means that this Kmitzi you did, if the Machshev is Pigel, it's so strong that it's going to bring Pigel onto the Kmitzi itself. When will it bring it? Later, when you finish the Dalar Avodis. When you finish the Akhtar of burning the Emurim, burning the Kemitza, that's when it's going to be Chal Pigel on the Shirayim. But Enoch Nami, Bishas, the Kemitza alone, it's not Chal the Yisra Pigel on the Shirayim on the Mincha. Therefore, who are Din Bashchitah also? It's not Chal the Yisra Pigel yet. Bishas Shchitah, therefore it's not a Kashan of Gidlo Marav. That even though the Shchitah of Atayda brings the Mincha, brings the Lechem Lude Mila, but if Gidl said if you make a Zerikas Pigel, that cannot make Mila. Because the Shah Zerika, that's when the Yisra Pigel is really Chal. Now the Gemara says, Oh, Malay Ravina Ravashi. Ravina says Ravashi. Ivoma Ilfa. Ilfa says like this, also Gemara in Zvachim, that Machlokes Pishtei Avodis. There is a Machlokes Rav Yudin the Rabbon, and the Mishnah says the Chiddush, that when is an Yisra Pigel Chal in a Korban, if you do the join any one of the Dalar Avodis, you have a machshava to do pigel. You have a machshava b'shas shito, b'shas kabbola, b'shas halacha, b'shas rika, that you plan to do one of the two achilas the wrong time. Whether you plan to eat the meat the wrong time, whether you plan to burn the imurim the wrong time. So that's when it's chal pigel in the korban. But the chiddush over there, that pigel is only chal if you only have the machshava's pigel. Because the svari is you have to do all dalar avodis, kosher avodis that we had before, l'shem pigel. So to this, if the only machshav he had wrong was only machshavas pigol, then it's like a chal pigol in the korban. But let's say you had two machshavas. You had a machshava to eat it the wrong time, and also you had a machshava to eat it the wrong place, the machshavas chuslim kaimai. So since there's another psul chal in this korban, that takes off the mila. That's what the Mishnah says. So there it's the machlekes Yehuda is, Yehuda holds, that at first you had a machshavas pigol, and the lady had a machshavas chutzlum kainoi, since first came the machshavas pigel, it's like a chal pigel in the korban. And even though right after you had a machshavas to do with chutzlum kainoi, that does not take off the pigel. And the chum say no, even though first you had a machshavas of chutzlum manoi, machshavas pigel, but then later, since during the Dalar Avodis, you had another machshavas to do with chutzlum kainoi, with another machshavas tzul, that takes away the yisra pigel, it's not chal koris on the bosa. That's the machlokes Yehuda and the Rabbanim. Now Ilfa says, when do they argue? Machlokes Pishtei Avodis. It's only a machlokes that when does Yehuda hold that it's chal on Yisra Pigel? If the first Avodah you did, you had a machshavas Pigel. And then the next machshavah, a different Avodah, you had a machshavah of Chuslam Koimai, then it does not take away the Pigel. Kigoin, what's the case? The Yom Areni Shechet Simen Rishon Chuslas Manai. This is a Chiddush. Now what's called two different Avodahs? The two simonim by shchita, each simon is called an avoda by itself. And Rashi explains, because we hold yeshnu l'shchita metchilu b'yatzeif, every little bit cutting is called an shchita. So when you cut the first simon, that's the chelik of shchita. So b'shas, you cut the first simon, you had in mind to eat the boss at the wrong time. That was a machshava that brings pigel into the carbon.
and then the simin sheni chutzlam koimoi, then the shas yeshechta the second simin, he had a mind now to eat the boss at the wrong place. That's when Rabbi Yehuda says, since the first machshava was pigul, etaka could be chav pigul in the korban. Even though on the second avod he had a machshava chutzlam koimoi, it doesn't take away from pigul. And the rabbanim still say no, that lemaisa, since you had another machshava in the korban, it takes away the psul pigul. But let's say b'shas the first shechita on the first simin, you had two machshavas. You had a machshava first chutz l'zmanoi, and then you had a machshava right away also too that the chutzpun came in the wrong place. So Rav Ilfa says kula yalma, even a few degrees irav machshava seve. It's called a mixed up machshava, and that's not considered like you had a machshava's tigger first. Even Rav Yehuda would agree that if in the same avoda, even though first you had a machshava chutz l'zman, a machshava of tigger, but then right away in the middle of that same avoid, you had a machshava to do it, chutzlam koimoi, the attacker takes away this avoid. It's not called this avoid, it was done with a machshava's pigul, but it was done with an ear of a machshava, a mixed up machshava, and it's not called an avoid's pigul, and therefore would not be chal nisakoris in the basa, would only be chal psul, not a nisakoris. But our cold point, what's the mashm here is, that b'shash shechita, b'shash the first avoda, that's when it's chal pigul. Achuras the svar of Yehuda. If you have a machshavas pigul b'shash the first avoda, the first shechita, once it's chal pigul, doesn't go off again. So who you see here that pigul is chal b'shash shechita, and not like we're saying before, it's only chal b'shash zrika. Tzmar says no. Chochinami here also. The chizorik tigla milsa. That really the Issur pigul is only chal later when you finish the dalar avodas. After you do the zrika, that's when it's chal pigul in the korban. Just after you do the zrika, then it's igloy milsa. Now we see back before, I ba avodas achas, I b'shtei avodas. We have to look now if it was one avodah when you had the two machshavas. So it's not called that avodah was done with machshavas pigul. So later b'shas zrika, it's not chal pigul. But if at the beginning it was done b'shtei avodas, means the first avodah you did was done with the machshavas pigul. Even though it's not chal pigul at that time, it's only chal pigul later b'shas rika, but later b'shas rika you will look back and see if the first avoid you did was with the machshavas pigul erechnami. According to the Yudah, that avoid that could be kaveya, this korban should have a nisa pigul. Even though later the next avoid was done with another machshava chusam kanoi, it does not take off the side of pigul. And remember later when you make this rika taka, then it will be chal pigul. Renechnami, we're still going now that the Issur pigul is only chal b'shas rika and not b'shas shechita. Yeah. For the Gemara Yehochi, if so, ka b'toyde nami adizorik. So tell yourself the most kasher is now, like the Havim was saying now, that later when you make this rika, is the glory of Muslim Afreya, that b'shas shechita was royal to be kaveya pigul. See, if so, by the Toyda also we should have a kashon of Gidl. That you made the Shechita on the Korban Toyda l'shem pigul. So what do you want to say? The reason why it's Mekarish the Lecher for Nisra Mila is because the din pigul is not chal then. It's only chal later b'shas rika. But we're saying now later when you make this rika, it's like it was chal l'mafreya. So that it's chal all the way back before, l'maitzen now b'shas the Shechita of the Toyda, that's when the pigul is chal. So the kasha here, which says that the shechita on the pigul makes an isamila on the lechem. So it's not like a Yud Lamarav that he says if you make a zrikas pigul, it does not make mila on the korban. The Rav Yehochi kabetoyde nami adi yizrik. Smur says enochnam is taka true that avad lemaisa mashma the isa pigul is taka chal back to mafreya. Once you make the zrika, it's taka considered now b'shas shechita is called as shechita of pigul. If so, according to Rav Gidol, or Zrikas Pigul or Shechitas Pigul should not make Mila. Sarkam, before it says by the Shechita of the Korban Toyda, it makes Mila on the Lechem. So we're saying now, no, it's not true. My Kiddush, what does the Mishnah mean over there? If you make a Shechita on the Korban Toyda, that it makes the Kiddush, it makes the Lechem Kiddush, even though the Shechita was on the Shem Pigul. It just means it's Mekadosh and it gives us the Kedusha. Before the Shechita, the Lechem is Chulin. Now that you make the shechita, you mekadosh the lechem. And now that it has kedusha, it's lifsol. Now the lechem will become posol. What does that mean to say? There'll be a psal leader on it now, it can become nicer. There'll be a psal tome if it's full yam touches now, it becomes posol. And therefore the boy is sreifer, you have to make sreifer on it. But enochnami, not that it gives the kedusha to say, it has to have an isamila. That no. As according to Yud Lama Rav, on avoida that's kaveya tigul in the korban, is not a strong enough avoida to make mila.
Tanachnam here also by the shechita of this korban taida, it's not mikadosh the lechem to give it in this mila. Mila is not chal on the lechem. It's only mikadosh the talmud the kedusha. What's enough mean that it has kedusha now? That if you leave it overnight, we'll have a nisa meister chal. If it's full, you have touched it, it becomes tamei, and then the dim was, you have to be sorry, you have to burn it. Whereas if it would not have a kedusha, it would not have the din to be sorry, you would not have to burn it. Tanachnam in nisa mila tak is not chal.
Now the Gemara says, let me bring a proof to Rav Gidol. Not up to now we're asking kashis, but now the Gemara says, let me bring a riot to Rav Gidol, Amar Rav. Let me Messiah. It says, Aloha ha pigul leyolim moylim boy, that pigul, there's always an issa mila on the pigul. Even though it becomes pigul, still you always have an issa mila on it. So the Chura, Rav afagav yizur dam, doesn't mean to say, Lechura, even though you made as weak as Adam. Meaning to say by Kodesh Kodoshim, that if you may do the Avodah Pigul, it always keeps its Mila, the Mila does not go off it. Meaning even though you made a Zrika Saddam, but since the Zrika was done with a Mechshavah Pigul, so by Kodesh Kodoshim, it does not take off the Yisra Mila from the Basar. That's the writer of Gidla Marav, that he says, if you do a Zrika with a Mechshavah Pigul, even by Kodesh Kodoshim, by Chattis, it does not take off the Yisra Mila from the Basar. So that's the writer, it says here, Ha pigul yoyle moylem boy. So Moses says, Lav Afagav, he's talking about the Yisra Adam, when they made a Zrika Saddam, or Messiah, the proof to him. So Moses says, no, it could be there's no proof. I'll tell you over here, the Loi Zorik Adam, we're talking about now, you did not make the Zrika Saddam yet. That's what we're talking about. You did not make the Zrika Saddam, so even though you did the Shrita with the Machshavah's pigul, but still the Yisra Mila still stays on it. That Gemara, Idolay Zorak Adam, if you did not make the Zrika Saddam, so my lemon, what do you have to tell me? Every kachim is that way. That by Kodesh Kodeshim is Chal Nisamila right away, and before you do the Dalar Avodas, the Yisamila does not go off it. So what do you have to tell me? Chorb Shitam, the Yisamila is over here. Like even though you wouldn't make Pigul, still the Yisamila would be here until you make the Zrika. See, they're telling me now that you did not make this Rika on this Kodesh Kodeshim on this Korban Chattis, so what are you telling me, Yechidish? That because of the Pigul, the Yisr Mila still stays, even without the Yisr Pigul, Pshita the Yisr Mila was still here. On the Kodesh Kodeshim, once you mark the shit, the Yisr Mila stays on it. Until you make a kosher as Rika, and then the Heter Achil is Chal upon the bottom, that takes off the Yisr Mila. But here, if you did not make this Rika, the Korban Pshita, the Korban still has Mila. So what are you telling me it's talking about without Zrika? So who is talking about with this Zrika? Then it should be approved to Ula. Then it should be approved to Rav Gidol. So Moses says, no. Eliyolam de Zorik. We're talking about not that you made a Zrika Saddam over here. But still, maybe it's no proof to Rav Gidol. Why? The Chitan Yehilotus Bryce is talking about over here. Boila by Korban Oila. By Korban Oila here, even Rav Gidol would agree that the Maisa, when you make a Shchita and the Kabbalah and the Halacha and the Zrika, even though you had a Machshavah's Pigul, but the Maisa by Korban Oila, the Yisimila never goes off. Even if you make a Kosher as Rika. Because after you make the Kosher as Rika, the din is that all the Bosser is Oila, Gavi and Mizbech, it's all a Korban. It's all Limur, to be burnt out of Mizbech. So therefore, by Korban Oila, even a Kosher as Rika would not take off the Yisimila. So now that it was a Postler's Rika with a Machshavah's Pigul, the Yisimila does not go off. And this Gemara is the question also. E-boil, if we're talking about a Korban Oila over here, again, Pshita, the Gvoya he kula, the whole thing goes to Gvoya, the whole thing is to be burnt. So Pshita, if so, the Yisra Mila does not go off. That there's no Heta to be Chal at all. So what's the Chiddush? That was Zrika's Pigol, even if it would be Zrika's Kosher also, the Yisra Mila would not go off. So the Chura, Pshan, this Breiser is not talking about an Oila, but it's talking about a Korban Chattis. And it's talking about that you made a Zrika, Pigol, and the Chura, that's the Chiddush then, like Rav Gidol, that since the Zrika was done with Machshavah's Pigol, it does not take off the Yisra Mila from the Basar. So that's the Salachon that have Pigol, Liyolim Oilim Boy. So Chura Tzarai, it's Rav Gidol. Where it goes, Iboy Lepshit, the Gvoy Lekula. Beyond also, Tiktani Sefer says in the Sefer of this Braisom, Lon Doma, let's say the Dam had a Psul Lima, let's say the Dam was left overnight, so Afal Pi Shechaza Bezokai, even the lady you go and you make a Zerika with it, still Moilim Boy, the Yisra Mila was still here. So it's a thing like a Chiddush. Even though the dam was lan, in other words, you made a good shechita, a good kabbalah, and you have the dam, but instead of making the zrika today, you left it overnight, you make it tomorrow. So it's a psul in the dam. So it says the afapi, even though later you make a zrika tomorrow, still moilim boy. still is a nes tamila on the carbon. So now let's see what type of the carbon are we talking about over here. Iyamet, if you want to tell me bishtayim lebechatis, we're talking about a carbon chatis. So Shaper is telling me some type of a chiddush over here. Because if we would have had a kosher zrika, then the din is that the basa is the mila goes off the basa. Since there's a heter achila chal on the basa, the yes tamila goes off it. So you have to tell me that since the zrika was done by psul, it was a psul lina, the dam was left overnight, the dam is possum, therefore the yisamila does not go off the basa. It's good to chiddush. But early, if you tell me now the price is talking about boilo by korban oilo, sriich lemeim, but you have to tell me, what's the chiddush by korban oilo pshita, the yisamila does not go off. Even if you make a kosher or zrika, the yisamila would not go off. Because by an oilo, all the meat, the whole korban is supposed to be burnt. So what are you telling me over here then? Samar says true. Sefer Vada Misayle. From the Sefer we have a good proof. The Sefer from the Din of Lan at Samash Makluli, they were talking about a Korban Chatis, and it's telling us now that since the Zrika was done with Psul, it does not take off the Yisamila from the Basa. So what did if the Zrika was done with a Psul of Tigul, with the same Malacha, the Zrika would not take off the Yisamila from the Basa. So that's like the Gudlam Arav. So from the Sefer, it's a right of Gudlam Arav. Samar says, Lemaima, just the most safe of Adam Isaile. But Reishamai, but maybe the Reishanel. So one story is, Hoylem Isaile Seifim, and since the Seifim is approved, the Seifim is talking about a Korban Chatis, is the Chur Misaile Nami Reisha. The Chur should also have a proof, not from the Reisha. As if to say the Reisha is also talking about a Korban Chatis. It says clearly though, that even though you made this Rika, still Lemaisa, the Pigol, the Bosa still has an Isamila. You see clearly, like Rav Yudla Marad, that a Zerika's Pigul does not take off the Yisamila from the Bosa. Now the Gemara says, no, Sefer, Vada, Misayle, like who tells you the Sefer is for sure proof? Like some of the Jews in the Sala, the Tzankashim puts in that the Marist now, the Sefer, Miposheva, the Misayle, who's Sefer and Sefer also is the proof? Well, Maishna means to say, Maishna Halona, the covered Biodayim, where Mahani Zerika, Lafuke Midei Mila. But Machshava loikovet biyadayim mahani lezrika lafuku lidei mila. So as the chura could be, there's no proof altogether from this brayser to have Gidla Marav, even from the sefer, even though the sefer is talking about a korban chatis, and the sefer says that the psul lima, if the dam is left overnight, the next day you make a zrika, so that zrika does not take off the mila from the basa. But I'll tell you, maybe only by a psul lima that you did something biyadayim. That's a big psul maybe. That you yourself, you're dying with your hands like you left it overnight, you did not use it today. That's more or less like a psul biyadayim, that's a big psul. It's maybe only a psul of lima. Here, if you make the zrika tomorrow, that zrika is not choshuv, it cannot take off the yistamila from the basa. But maybe from Gidlo Morav's case, we only have a machshava psulon. Mor says, but machshava like other biyadayim. But over there, in Rav Yudla Moral's cases, you made a zrika with a machshavas pigul. But as far as the actual actions, the avoida was done a good avoida zrika. Just with your machshava, with your thoughts, you thought eat from the bus at the wrong time. So maybe that's not such a big psul. Maybe over there, since Rekov of Yudai, maybe Mahana le zrika afuga mede mila. Maybe their type of zrika should have to take off the yisamila from the Kurdish Kadosh and from the Korban Chatis. Yourself on this brayser of chlal, it could be there's no proof to live in. Maybe only by the psul of lima do we say this rika cannot take off the yisamila. But maybe by the psul of pigul, if only psul of machshava, maybe there this rika could take off the yisamila. So self near there's no proof to of gidla marav. Now the Gemara says lema. Let's say hold the silent. I have another proof from a different brayser. It says like this: ha pigul b'kotche kadoshim meilim boy. If somebody made a nisa pigul, he had machshava's pigul during the avodas of the Kurdish Kadosh of the Korban Chatis, it says clearly Moilim Bo. So, Rav doesn't mean to say, I forgot the Zarek, even though you made the Zerika Saddam already, and even though usually a Zerika takes off the Yisamila from the Basa, but here, since the Zerika was